Thank you very much for that music. I'm going to ask you guys again. Today's text is Hebrews 2:17, and I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. For this reason, he has to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people.
All those that are able to please kneel for prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, so merciful God, we thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Don't understand how you were so willing to become just like us so that we could be forgiven. And that you know our problems on this earth. Please give us the strength to want to become like you and to have you daily in our lives. We thank you so much for this church family. Please help us all in our daily lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Join with me. The words will be up, but it's hymn 499 if you'd like to look in the book. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. This morning, I'm going to be quoting to you from the New Living Translation. So if you're following the King James Version, it won't come quite together. So just listen and you'll enjoy it together. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. But now, in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance. And through the Son, He made the universe and everything in it. The Son reflects God's own glory. And everything about Him represents God exactly. He sustains the universe by the mighty power of His command. And after He died to cleanse us from the stain of sin, He sat down in the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God of heaven. This shows that God's Son is far greater than the angels. Just as the name God gave Him is far greater than their names. For God never said to any angel what He said to Jesus. You are my Son. Today, I have become your Father. And again, God said, I will be His Father and He will be my Son. And then, when He presented His honored Son to the world, God said, let all the angels of God worship Him. God calls His angels messengers swift as the wind and servants made of flaming fire. But to His Son, He said, your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. Your royal power is expressed in righteousness. You love what is right and hate what is wrong. Therefore, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than anyone else. And Lord, in the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Even they will perish. But you remain forever. They'll wear out like old clothing. You'll roll them up like an old coat. They'll fade away like old clothing. But you are always the same. You will never grow old. And God never said to an angel what He said to His Son. Sit in honor at my right hand and until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. But angels are only servants. They are spirits sent from God to care for those who will receive salvation.
Thank you.
So, we must listen very carefully to the truth, what Jesus has to say, or we may drift away from it. The message God delivered through angels has always proved true. And people were punished for every violation of the law and every act of disobedience. What makes us think that we can escape if we are indifferent to the great truths that were announced to us by Lord Jesus himself? It was passed on to us by those who heard him speak, and God verified the message by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by giving the gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chose to do so. And furthermore, the future world we are talking about will not be controlled by angels. For somewhere in the scriptures it says, "What is man that you should think of him? And the Son of Man that you should care for him? For a little while you made him lower than angels, and you crowned him with glory and honor, and you gave him authority over all things." And it means nothing is left out. But we have not yet seen all this happen. What we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than angels and now was crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death for us. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone in all the world. And it is only right that God, who made everything and from whom everything was made, should bring his many children into glory. Through the suffering of Jesus, God made him a perfect leader, one fit to bring them into their salvation. So now Jesus and the ones he makes holy have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. For he said to God, "I will declare the wonder of your name to my brothers and sisters, and I will praise you among all your people." He also said, "I will put my trust in him." And in the same context, he said, "Here I am, together with the children God has given me." Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, Jesus also became flesh and blood by being born in human form. For only as a human being could he die. And only by dying could he break the power of death who had the power of angels. Only in this way he could deliver those who had lived all their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. We all know that Jesus came to help the descendants of Abraham, not to help the angels. Therefore, it's necessary for Jesus to be in every respect like us, his brothers and sisters, so that he could be our merciful and faithful high priest before God. He then could offer a sacrifice that would take away the sins of the people. And since he himself has gone through suffering and temptation, he is able to help us when we are being tempted.
Wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The bears their carols raise. The morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me
And so, dear brothers and sisters who belong to God and are bound for heaven, think about this Jesus whom we declare God's messengers and faithful high priest. For he is faithful to God who appointed him, just as Moses served faithfully and was entrusted with God's entire house. Oh, but Jesus deserves far more glory than Moses. Just as a person who builds a fine house deserves more praise than the house itself. For every house has a builder. But God is the one who made everything. Moses was certainly faithful in God's house, but only as a servant. His work was an illustration of the truths God would reveal later. But Christ, the faithful Son, was in charge of the entire household. And we are God's household. If we keep up our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ. That is why the Holy Spirit says, today you must listen to his voice. Don't harden your hearts against him as Israel did when they rebelled, when they tested God's patience in the wilderness. There, your ancestors tried my patience, even though they saw my miracles for 40 years. And so I was angry with them. And I said, their hearts always turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I made a vow. Be careful then, brothers and sisters. Make sure. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning new way from the living God. You must warn each other every day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we'll share in all that belongs to Christ. But never forget the warning. Today, you must listen to his voice. Don't harden your hearts against him as Israel did when they tested God in the wilderness. And who were those people that tested God in the wilderness? They were the ones that they followed Moses. And to whom was God speaking when he vowed, and who God made angry for 40 years wasn't the people whose sins, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom was God speaking when they vowed they would never enter his place of rest? He was speaking to those who disobeyed him. So we see they were not allowed to enter his place of rest because of their unbelief. God's promise of entering his place of rest still stands. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you may fail to get there. For this good news that God has prepared a place of rest has been announced to us by the Lord Jesus himself. But it did them no good because they didn't believe what Jesus told them. For only we who believe will enter his place of rest. As for those who didn't believe, God said, in my anger I made a vow, they will never enter my place of rest, even though his place of rest has been ready since he made the world. We know it is ready because the scripture mentions the seventh day, saying on the seventh day, God rested from all of his work. But in the other passage, it said they would never enter his place of rest. So God's rest is there for people to enter, But those who formerly heard the good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. So God set another time for entering his place of rest, and that time is today. Today. God announces through David a long time later in the words already quoted, today you must listen to his voice. Don't harden your hearts against him. This new place of rest is not the land of Canaan where Joshua had led them. If it had been, God would not have spoken later about another day of rest. So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who enter into God's rest will find rest from their labors, just as God rested after creating the world. Let us do our best to enter that place of rest. For anyone who disobeys God as the people of Israel did, will fall. For the Word of God. For the Word of God is full of living power. It is sharper than the sharpest knife, cutting deep into our innermost thoughts and desires. It exposes us for what we really are. Nothing in all creation can be hidden from Him. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes. This is the God to whom we must explain all that we have done. That is why we have a great high priest who has gone to heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us cling to Him and never stop trusting Him. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same temptations that we do. Yet, he did not sin. So let us come boldly before the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we'll find grace to help us when we need it.
Third and last verses of Amazing Grace. Help me sing it.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now
I thought that was the last verse.
Where?
Father in heaven, you came to this earth, you made this earth, and you came here and you died to grant us salvation. And Lord, we're looking forward to the time when we can be with you through eternity. And most of all, we thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace and your love to us, that you came, you died for us. And may we never forget that you are the one who loves us with an everlasting love. Now, as we go from this place, may you be with us throughout the days ahead. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.